A man wanted for questioning the death of a woman in Marion County has been arrested. 49-year-old Jimmy J. Leverett was arrested in Greene County, Missouri, on a felony charge of tampering with a vehicle. Leverett was allegedly in possession of a vehicle stolen from the woman's home in Marion County last week. The investigation is still ongoing, and the woman's name has not been released. Her body was sent to the state crime lab for an autopsy. A West Plains man has been arrested in Arkansas for theft of property. 37-year-old Michael John Dancer allegedly took over $25,000 from a couple in Flippin, Arkansas to build a pool and then never started the job. Dancer operates Ozark's Pool and Aquascape in West Plains. In September of last year, they paid him $25,333 for construction that was to begin in February of this year. Dancer allegedly admitted that he used the money for other purposes, including the paying of personal bills. He was arrested earlier this month and released on $25,000 bond. A woman from Ava was arrested on a grand jury indictment. 34-year-old Amanda Young was arrested for four counts of fraudulent use of a credit or debit device. Young was also indicted on one count of misdemeanor stealing. Young obtained a credit device of another and used it to pay accounts at White River Electric and PayPal accounts. Bond was set at $5,000 cash only. A Wright County man has been arrested for assaulting and stealing a pizza. Travis Wapp of Mansfield is charged with first-degree assault or attempt. Last Thursday, officers were called to the American Inn Hotel on North Austin Lane in Republic, Missouri. The victim of the assault reported that they were assaulted by Wapp after he accused Wapp of stealing his pizza. The report states the victim had two swollen eyes, with the right eye swollen completely shut and multiple lacerations around their eyes. Wapp's criminal history includes multiple arrests for assault, domestic assault, weapons violations, an arrest for violating a protection order, and a second-degree domestic assault conviction in 2008. Wapp's bond has been set at $50,000. Three accidents were reported Monday in southern Missouri involving deer. The Highway Patrol reports a 54-year-old woman from Eminence suffered moderate injuries when she swerved to avoid a deer, traveled off the road, and hit a fence. The accident happened on Highway 17 west of Union Chapel Road. The woman was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. A woman from West Plains suffered moderate injuries when she hit a deer in the roadway. The accident happened on U.S. 63, 2 miles south of West Plains. The woman was flown to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. A woman from Donovan suffered minor injuries when she hit a deer on Highway 142, 2 miles east of Donovan. She was taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. The Isser County Sheriff's Office Weekly Incarceration Report and the Sharp County Sheriff's Office Weekly Arrest Report are both now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Affordable Care Act subsidies passed during the COVID-19 pandemic are due to expire at the end of this year. Representative Rick Crawford, congressman from the 1st District of Arkansas, addresses this issue and discusses whether or not he believes a vote on extending the subsidies is in the works now that the government shutdown is over.
Well, I'm not sure what kind of a deal the Senate arrived at with regard to a vote on the tax credit extensions for the Affordable Care Act, but I'm relatively certain that probably won't come up for a vote in the House.
That's Congressman Rick Crawford of Arkansas. Their city council meets tonight, 7 o'clock at City Hall for the regular monthly meeting. The public is invited to attend. The agenda of tonight's meeting is available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The U.S. 160 overpass project in West Plains is entering a new phase of construction that includes a section of road from Old Airport Road to Freedom Drive. This will require a detour shift between Wednesday, November 19th, for motorists traveling north or westbound from Independence Drive, U.S. 160, east to turn north on Amy Street, then west onto Goodhart Drive to Old Airport Road. East and southbound traffic will continue to utilize Missouri Avenue to Thornburg Avenue to detour. Weather permitting, this shift is expected to last approximately 8 weeks. The overpass project is anticipated to be completed in late spring of 2026.